This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. The DC Comedy Festival is the only South Asian comedy festival in America. It's based in the Bay Area and features shows in San Francisco, Sacramento, Oakland, Pleasanton, and Sunnyvale. Co-creators and comedians Samson Koletkar and Abhay Nadkarni joined KALW's Hanna Baba in studio to talk about South Asian comedy.
What does Desi mean?
For me, Desi is a broader term. It means anyone that's South Asian. You know, Pardesi is a Hindi word that means someone living outside of your country. You know, so Pardesi is
alien.
An alien.
An immigrant.
So
we should call it Pardesi comedy.
I'm sure someone will come up with that and call it the
Pardesi. So Pakistani,
comedy.
Bangladesh,
exactly.
All
Nepal,
of those are Desi.
Sri Lanka, yeah. Everybody in the South Asian
Bhutan,
continent, everybody in.
Tibet.
Yeah, we'll take all of them.
Excellent.
So this year we are doing shows in Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. And you also got to realize Indians don't like to travel too much, right? That's why we never invaded any other country. We're like, no, I think we're fine where we are. Going somewhere and invading is too far, too much work.
And we're lazy.
So nobody from Sunnyvale is coming up to San Francisco. They're like, that's too far. My kids, who's going to watch them?
Yeah.
They don't believe in babysitters. They'll believe in 3 million gods. So it's a weird community that we belong to.
So you're taking it to them.
We're like, all right, if you don't come to us, we'll come to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're serving them comedy.
you know your audience very well.
Yeah. We grew up amongst them. We are one of them. We are our own audience in some way. Like, I love watching all these folks who are on the show, because last year we had about 11 comics. This year we've expanded to 19 that we're showcasing. And most of us are based out of the Bay Area and Sacramento. We got one comic coming in from India and one from Seattle.
So
it's growing. And we've already seen a lot of interest because we're getting inquiries from comics in Chicago, London, more comics from India. So everybody wants to be a part of this now. Yeah. It's kind of like catching up.
Is there a big comedy scene in India?
Yeah, it's massive.
Big.
Very big. It's growing and there's a huge, huge interest in comedy because...
Huge demand.
I think there's a cultural zeitgeist happening in India right now where people are just listening to all kinds of media. The internet has changed things a lot. They see a lot of comedy on YouTube, clips from the Laugh Factory, Comedy Central specials. So the ease of access to comedy is really... grown a lot, and people want to see content. They consume content so quickly that they're always hungry for more. Hmm. There's a huge scene in India right now.
I love being Indian. My favorite part about being Indian is we get the best advice from our parents. It's like, it's Indian values, but it's said with American sayings, so it comes out all f***ed up. Don't worry, sometimes things like this are a blessing and a ski mask. It is better to have one bird in the hand instead of two hands in your bush.
That is Priya Prasad, and she's going to be performing as part of the Desi Comedy Fest. With me here in studio are the founders, co-creators of it, Samson Koletkar and Abhay Nadkarni. What is it about immigrant jokes that make them so funny? We just heard Priya imitating her father and the audience is going wild. Russell Peters and Angela Johnson have made careers out of imitating immigrants. What is that? What do you think that is, Samson?
I would look at it as two things, right? One is it's the truth and relatable, coming especially from an immigrant. There's always this thing about if I am brown and I make fun of somebody that's not brown, then people get a little stiff about it. It's like, whoa, hold on, right? As an example, one of the things I talk about, I'm not doing the whole bit, but I talk about how I can tell you a statement and you can tell me whether it's a stereotype or if it's racist.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement is black people. And now you're already thinking that's racist, right? Because I'm not black. You know what I mean? Like, I just pause there even before I've completed the statement. I'm not even finishing the statement and people have, something racist is coming out
Something's coming.
You know what I mean? Pavlovian thing.
Exactly, right? So that, I think, plays a big role into this. When immigrants talk about immigrant comedy situations, it does sound more funny because it's more true. And
so you can laugh
relatable.
About your people, but
more
not
easily.
About other people.
And I think that's the challenge is for me, after that pause, I still do have a joke that I do make about black people and I still want people to laugh about it, right? The key is I think, as the saying goes, you got to take yourselves down first before you take others down with you. And so if I can make joke of myself and I can joke about Indians, I can joke about Jews, I can joke about husbands, I can joke about fathers, because all of that is me. And once I'm able to laugh at myself, people relax a little more. And they're like, okay, if he's taking a shot at himself and his own communities, all the boxes that we have squeezed him into, he's making fun of those boxes. Now we can let him get into the other boxes a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's always the challenge for me is, like Abhay said earlier, everything's fair game. There's no topic off limits. There's nothing off the table. Everything is okay for comedy. It always makes a difference about how you go about doing it. Are you putting somebody down? Are you making a point about trying to raise someone up?
You mentioned you are Indian and you are Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear a clip that, a hilarious clip, really, about that.
Now, I am happy right now because my wife and I are having our first baby. Thank you. But let me clarify one thing first, because the minute I say my wife and I, some people go, dude, where's your ring? Now, I had a ring and unfortunately I lost it. Better the ring than the wife, you know. But then I bought another ring, and unfortunately I lost that too. And look, people, I am Indian and Jewish. There's no way I'm buying a third ring.
So that is Samson Kolhatkar, a.k.a.
Mahatma Moses.
Mahatma Moses. So then that's an example of you kind of just taking a stab at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Jewish people, but you're Jewish, so it's okay.
Yeah, and that's actually the lightest of jokes that you picked, which I'm glad you did, because I go after Jews quite so hard, right? And I do the same with Indians too. Like, wherever we see inconsistency, we will point it out. And stupidity comes in all shapes, colors, sizes, genders, religions. And that's what we like to highlight. So that's the part of fun of doing this for me.
But then it feels like, Abhay, that it's this line that you guys are walking, and you might fall this way and things might be offensive and not funny.
Well, that's the risk you take, you know. You won't know unless you try.
Mm.
Like, I did this joke about tanning salons being a really good form of white privilege. And it works in some crowds, it doesn't work in other crowds, you know. Like, because you get the benefits as a white person of getting a tan, but not having the liabilities of being brown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So do you
get out and look at your audience and then determine what your jokes are then? Or?
So I tried that joke in San Francisco. It works here. It doesn't work in, say, San Diego as much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because people get more tans there and they're a little more right-wing in that part of town. So I'll try and see if that joke works. You know, I'll do the joke anyway, because I think there's some funny aspects to it, you know. But, you know, the more I do stand up, the more I feel like I need to address some things, you know, in a very interesting manner. Like, I saw these two women coming out of a tanning salon. They were having an argument on who had the better shade of brown. I was standing behind them saying, hey, ladies, what do you mean by the perfect shade of brown? And that was my pickup line. Like, that's essentially how that worked. And then they just looked at me, got scared, and ran away. Like, that's what happened. Because I feel like in their mind, they were thinking, okay, there's a perfect shade of brown with this tan thing. So she just must have gone in there saying, hey, I want to look like Shakira, but I don't want to get deported. Like, that's the perfect shade of brown for her, you know. Because that's the thing, right? I mean, as a white person, you could still get tanned and you could still hate Mexicans. Like, that's the thing. That's the hypocrisy that I don't like. Like, if you want to be brown, go all the way, you know?
Be Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, be a Rachel Dolezal. Exactly. Exactly. Embrace it.
I mean, and then...
The DC Comedy Fest is August 12th through 19th in cities around the Bay Area. KALW is actually a partner. Details are at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents.